Hello, my name is Audriana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I had a question about travel, though.
Okay, like what kind of question you have, sir?
All right, so we just found out today that my daughter was exposed 7 days ago,
Okay.
and she doesn't have any symptoms or anything like that, but we're going to get a rapid test this afternoon. The problem is I'm scheduled to travel. I'm supposed to fly to Virginia on Thursday, and I
Okay.
don't know if I need to try to cancel that or if she comes back negative, if it'll be okay, or I wanted to call you guys and get your opinion.
Okay, well, I can I have I don't have any information in regards of what you can do. I just have like some websites that you can visit that does have information of what measures that you need to take in regards to being exposed.
Okay. What type is that?
Sure. The first site I have is you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I have my computer in front of me.
All right. So the first site is alabamapublichealth.gov forward slash COVID-19 forward slash FAQ dot H T as in Tom, M as in Mary, L.
All right.
And that is for the symptoms. When you go on that site, that's for the symptoms of the virus.
Okay.
Just the other website, it's the same as what you just put in. After the COVID-19 forward slash, you will put vaccine instead of the FAQ. You will put vaccine dot HTML. And that will give you information in regards to the vaccinations. Then also you can visit cdc.gov, and that website will give you the overall information in regards to COVID vaccine. And they might have, I have also some phone numbers in regards to reactions, but this is like for the vaccine. So your daughter didn't get the vaccine yet, correct?
No, ma'am. She
Okay.
hasn't got the vaccine or anything yet.
Okay. All right. You can also visit, like I said, cdc.gov and pretty much that's all I have. It's just those websites that you can visit that will give you the information of being exposed or things of that nature.
So, could you tell me if, like, I wasn't with the dance teacher that my daughter was with? But my daughter was, would I still be considered exposed?
I do apologize, sir. I don't know of that, and I don't want to give you
Okay.
any wrong information. I don't want to tell you something and I'm wrong, but I know for a fact that those websites would definitely give you that information.
Gotcha. Okay. All right,
So yeah, if you go on there, they'll tell you like if you're exposed or all of those questions that you just asked me, they will give you all the information. They have thorough information that you can read up on in regards to that.
Okay.
All right, so
All
I
right.
hope I was able to help. And like I said, if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org, that's another one, or cdc.gov. And I just
Okay.
want to say thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
No
Bye.
problem. Bye-bye.